Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addie.
If you cannot do that right before we go on the air, let's start the show. Hey yo, I'm Mo. It's going to be amazing. All right, we didn't do a show last week because nothing interesting was happening in the build to the Elimination Chamber. But luckily this week on Raw, nothing interesting happened in the build to the Elimination Chamber.
Twice as much stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, twice as much to not talk about.
Who did Randy Orton lose to this week? Actually, the funny part is it totally ruined the gimmick because he beat Christian.
I know, he beat Christian.
And he loses to everyone else. So yeah, by that logic, your new world WWE heavyweight champion, Christian.
That's true, by WWE logic.
He could be the face of the company.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Could he look any uglier?
No.
He
looks like the road has owned him.
Well, it was more like that promo was like, hey, Christian, we're going to do a promo with you tomorrow. Don't sleep.
Yeah. So anyway, somebody has to take the place of CM Punk.
That's true. So, Christian's banging AJ Lee?
He might be. Somebody is.
Got our chamber. We got the Wyatt.
In the chamber? He's banging her in the chamber?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? In the back door chamber?
Back door chamber. It's in a pod. Banging her in the pod. The pea pod.
And the back door chamber.
There you go.
Oh.
What else is happening for this?
Is that a hot shit in your chamber?
Are you just happy to see me? Well, I thought we were going to get Alberto Del Rio against Batista at the Elimination Chamber, but then it happened on Raw.
Yeah, that's right. I really want to see the babyface get his comeuppance now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, they have one thing. This was what I said a few weeks ago when they announced it at the time, and it still is. They have one thing. By the way, it's Black Impact. My horse saw Black Impact in my game pocket
mm-hmm.
table.
Yep.
Won his race.
Oh, and so he's the MVP of the tournament.
He beat Fro Beehive.
Really?
This horse has a big afro.
Huh.
Black Impact, curiously enough, does not have an impact of a... an afro in this game.
Does he take a night off?
No nights off.
So he's Mr. No Nights Off.
Mr. No Nights Off.
Wow. Well, what else happened on Raw?
What? Raw. We're still talking about that?
Yeah.
Betty White
was on Raw.
Yeah, like I say, the only thing that since they announced it, and it's more so now, and it is enough to get me to buy, is the Shield and the Wyatt.
That was a great segment.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It's awesome the week before. It's awesome when they're cutting backstage promos on each other. And you know, everything about the Wyatts is creepy to everybody. It can creep out anybody, like play the mind games.
Yeah.
But these guys, it doesn't get to them. I mean, I thought it was going to be interesting to see who the crowd would cheer on that night. Now they're kind of set it up so that it's obvious who they want you to cheer.
Well, and they're going to cheer for Roman Reigns, right?
Theoretically.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it would have been interesting. I'm not sure. I think they probably, I would have leaned towards them cheering towards him, but I could have seen them, and they still might. I mean, the crowd's probably going to decide themselves.
I think Roman...
Where is it being held? The
the Chamba?
Is it in the Northeast somewhere?
You know,
I
should even, I'll check.
All right.
I don't know.
What the hell good are you to me?
Let's see, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view in who gives a fucks? No. Let me just see here, where is it?
I don't know, that's why I asked you.
No, I'm going to the thing that's going to tell me. So, fuck yourself. Fuck
myself?
Yourself. I'm going to go to WWE.com, because that's going to give us not only...
Because Wikipedia doesn't have it?
No, it might, but then we always see really cool countdowns when we go to WWE.com.
Oh, that's true, and we do need to fill the show because we've talked all about Raw.
So everything on Raw we just mentioned.
That's
the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
How smart a crowd are you going to get there?
In Minnesota? Jesus. I don't know anybody smart that's come out of Minnesota.
Prince?
I don't know anybody smart from wrestling. that's ever come out of
let's
Minnesota.
Let's see. Ric Flair. No. I guess Kurt. No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Then there was.
No. Vern.
No. Greg. No. Wait. No.
Jesse Ventura.
Okay, Jesse,
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the
we
money.
Got one.
We found it. We found the guy. There's a guy. There's a guy.
And we're also, we're as surprised as you guys are.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know.
but yeah, the Shield and the Wyatts, I think they're going to go with Bray. They, I think they'll cheer for Bray, maybe, a bit. But Roman Reigns for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. That'll be an interesting story. Obviously, if Bray is fighting John Cena... Then the Wyatts will go over, and it makes perfect sense because then the dissension of the Shield will be their undoing.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who they pin, and
yes,
in what manner. Right?
That's true.
I mean, that's kind of the thing is: it a clean pin on Ambrose? Is it Rollins? So you still have him in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they turn on one or both turn on Reigns and cause the pin? Like
they did have the great video of on the Royal Rumble of Roman Reigns too.
They did, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That was really good. What not so good? Betty White.
She's old. I mean, just look at her.
Yeah. She's not Mae Young.
No.
And that segment with the New Age Outlaws was...
not funny.
Awful.
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
Well, I mean, WWE writers came up with it.
That's true. That's yeah. true. I'm just trying to think of what else happened on... John Cena said that there's new guys that are we should cheer for.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, they are doing that, and that's one thing that's interesting is they're going into Madison Square Gardens, and the promotion, the tagline, the advertising is all around the Yes Movement and
yeah.
Daniel Bryan on top.
Yeah.
Over John Cena and Randy Orton, who are both there that night. So that's one thing. Maybe them going. Maybe they are getting it. Maybe they just can't deny it. You know, they decide, or maybe they just decided to capitalize on it while it's happening. Who knows?
Well, and you know, John Cena has always been a guy that you could say what you want about him, but he's been a company guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a very confident fellow. Like, he's not like Hunter Little Penis here, where he's not afraid of his spot. You know, it's a competitive cutthroat business, but I think he knows his place, and he's willing to let a guy... have a shot, and I mean they're banging the sisters, so I mean there's a family scenario there as well, right?
He's been through enough here that yeah, I mean that's the thing, right? He knows
if he can get him ready.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he knows he's been through enough that it's like he knows that at the end of the day he's still going to get another run. Like you know what I mean? Like he's at times in the past already, you know, he gave up for Punk for a while. And yet, it's not like he never is not built around. It's not like he's not going to be featured in a prominent spot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when he had that horrible feud with the Big Show there, like 2.5-3 years ago, you know, I mean, I don't think that was for the championship. I don't mean, you know, I mean, there's been times when he hasn't been up top. Because I think at the same time that was happening, wasn't Jericho and Shawn Michaels feuding over the title?
Yes, in that ladder match and such, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not the first time that he's stepped aside for somebody else. I mean, like I say, they'll come back to him. He knows it. They always have.
Yeah. Well, and if they don't, I don't think he,
Well, I mean, he knows he's also pretty beat up. But, I mean, it's interesting, though, that now is when they are possibly, going to promote somebody else.
I think they're open to the possibility now. Yeah,
they're open to the possibility, and it's interesting that it's just less than a year after The Rock put him over to make him the guy and pass the torch to the next generation.
Yeah,
which was him.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, oh, well, maybe he wasn't the right guy for The Rock to do that to. At the time, it seemed like he was.
I think it still was.
The idea that that's almost at the end of possibly his run as the man in the company.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not prepared to say that yet.
No, that's very, very true. Trying to think of anything else happened on Raw that we want to talk about?
Like you said, we missed a couple weeks, so the Cody Rhodes is awesome.
Yeah.
Remember how we kept on talking about, I mean, we
One thing we have been right on, and Lord knows it's rare, but
it is rare right on, that you are correct,
was that Cody Rhodes would, you know, would he turned about the same time as Ziggler. And Ziggler appeared to be in a better position.
Yes.
And when we said, no, he's going to pass him here as a baby face.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that. And we saw that a lot, I think, in that. You know, I mean, Ziggler would have been willing to do that moonsault as well. But in many ways, I don't know that it
would. Well, but Ziggler would have actually climbed to the rafters and done it.
Well, that's exactly it. In many ways, I don't know if it would have been as impactful because he would do that every week.
And he would have done it in about five. He would have done it as his opening spot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of the thing. But Cody, I mean, yeah, he's awesome. And I don't know what they're doing with that team or where they're going with it or what it is, because I don't see them in any way sowing the seeds of dissension.
No, which is good, because they – but what
but
I
also aren't the champs.
I was thinking of this on the way home, actually, believe it or not. I'm driving in my car, and I was thinking about this.
I believe it.
Is that I
know you.
I like the fact that
what else would you have been thinking about?
They're a great over team, and yet – they don't have the titles, and they're a team that could go and feud with the Wyatts or something.
You could put them in the feud with the Real Americans if you wanted to.
Well, you could put them into a feud with another team, and you can have two great,
yeah,
you know, put the Usos and the Outlaws and do the Wyatts and the Rhodes, and you're laughing, right?
Still
got the Real Americans. You still got Ryback Axel. You know, there's still other teams in the, you know, floating around there.
Matadors.
Yes, I forgot about the Matadors and the Midget, the first time I saw the Midget in that Royal Rumble video package in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, yeah, they've got them. I mean, so there's lots of potential, but I think the Rhodes can be a top team without the tag titles right now.
I think so too.
For
yeah.
Probably until, I would say, June, you know, May, June. Then you can throw the titles back. We'll put them in a program for the title.
Yeah, we kind of see. I mean, I can see very well them, because we talked about this before, how there's already a lot of the major players already have their matches, and
yeah.
How even though it's a 4-hour show, like the matches you have could see eating up 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, a way to get a lot more guys on, put them in a 4-way tag
or,
team
or a tag team
scramble
or something, yeah.
Or gauntlet or something.
Yeah.
Like, right. So I could see that happening.
Well, let's see. I did forget about the well, there's two things on Raw then that we missed, because I don't know if they've done this 2 weeks in a row, or maybe did
Byron Saxon's debut was only 1 week.
No. We also, though, this past week, the Hall of Fame announcement of Lita.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And
I assume Trish will induct her.
I thought about, but I thought, that's a stupid idea. That'll never happen.
Hmm.
You need another American to induct Lita. Right? You stick with the American because Lita's American.
So Bret Hart?
So Bret Hart, yeah.
Yeah.
So. For some of our new listeners.
Go ahead.
The argument last year. Was it last year? With Trish Stratus. Went into the Hall of Fame. I said, well, Lita would induct her. And you go, and Boa, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard, he says.
No, and I didn't say that.
You were just like, there is absolutely no way.
I did say she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I said, I've heard a few different names. One of them is Bret Hart.
Yeah, Bret Hart or Christian or Jericho or somebody Canadian. It was your argument, but there's no way Lita's doing it. Who inducted her? I forget.
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie, right? So, but I do think that Trish would be a good one. I mean,
seems obvious.
You've got
Bret Hart.
Or Bret Hart.
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy. CM Punk.
Yeah.
Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They could all, I tell you what, they could triple team
the induction.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think a 3-way induction would be great.
Yeah.
Do
you really think she would feel comfortable having all three of those men service her at the same time?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. With that many people watching live, probably. I can't say 100%, but probably.
Mm.
Probably. There also is the current WWE Divas Champion.
Who?
AJ Lee.
Oh yeah. Who's banging her?
We'll see him Punk.
But now that he's gone, who's banging her?
Oh, Alex Riley. No.
Probably.
What I see, though, is that there is a picture. There is
Isn't around to bang her.
No, that's true. There's
you know who I heard it was? David Flair.
Big Cass. But I think, I mean, AJ, there's that picture of her getting her picture taken with Lita. And they're saying Lita's her idol, and she's greater and greater and greater.
I can see that, yeah.
And she's a current champion. You know, she now that
I don't know that she will become Mania.
I think the plan was for Naomi to beat her at Mania for the belt. But now Naomi's got an eyeball hanging out of her, thanks to Oksana.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
So who knows what the recovery time is going to be on that. So now you get the bottom.
Oksana has been, like,
so now AJ Lee will
weightlifting.
Yeah.
She has ballooned up.
Now,
like, she's not fat.
Well,
she's just, like, she was actually an amateur weightlifter.
Who was her lover?
I don't know. Who?
Antonio.
Oh, really?
When he came in, remember?
Oh, that's right.
He had a Cesaro, and that's why she dumped Teddy Long.
That's right.
She was banging Cesaro.
Yeah.
So.
And that was a storyline.
A what? A
storyline.
What are those? Maybe now
yeah,
she's...
Seriously, she's way bigger, because we met her in person at the... she was tiny.
Yeah.
And she is, like... She was a power lifter before getting into wrestling.
Yeah.
She slimmed down for wrestling, and now she looks like she's back into the power lifting.
Maybe she's been in cahoots with Big E Langston.
Mm.
Langston.
His name is, they got rid of that, eh? It's just Big E.
Langston?
No, it's just, no, Big E, that's all. No last name.
Langston. I think Oksana, maybe, but I look at so maybe
anyway, she's clumsy.
Be
so
the bomb.com now beating AJ Lee.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. I mean, I don't think they're punishing AJ for CM Punk's bullshit, but
no. I think it's just. But yeah, but Lita, could very well. Lots of options for induction. You got your woman in there now. You know, you like to induct a female every year, so there you go. There's your female. Did we talk about Jake the Snake?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't remember if it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago that he went in. So
yeah.
So now we got the WWE Network going to
we
be...
Remember it was the opening music and shit?
Yeah. That's right. Huh. Yeah. But the WWE Network, in its entirety, going to be airing...
Stupid folks.
Going to be airing the Hall of Fame, the network.
Yeah, the whole
live, thing. The whole fucking thing live, streaming
great,
it.
Because it means we'll be able to see it.
As it happens, 100%. So when
I mean, not live, but we'll be able to see
no,
it.
No, but
somebody.
If Ric Flair talks for an hour and a half, that's going to be there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Also, Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the celebrity induction who's agreed to go into the Hall of Fame this year?
No. Oh, I had heard that, but it was just a rumor.
Don't make me mad.
Who's that?
Hmm?
I don't recognize the voice.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Wait a second. Are you saying that it's, Mr. T?
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Is that him on the phone? T, how are you?
Quit your jibber jabber.
What are you trying to say to me?
Quit your jibber jabber.
Okay, but why? Do you have something important you want to say?
I pity the fool.
Okay.
All right, thanks, T. I hope that's his induction speech.
Who would induct? Well, I guess that's obvious.
Brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's, what did I watch?
I mean, that person is not inducting Ultimate Warrior. At least opens it up for Sting?
Hunter? Sting, yeah, Sting. The man called Sting.
Yeah.
It's the man called Sting.
Man... They really are coming back, bringing back the older guys, as they always do. But it just feel like the guys they're bringing back this time are just that much older. Like,
no, I know.
Very older. Like, okay, yeah, still making me more interested than I would be in making it seem like a big event. But Jesus, I mean, it's just, you know, like,
it's, yeah.
Old. I mean, just look at them.
It's so old.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching, speaking of T and Hogan, I was watching, we watched just before the Super Bowl, they,
Tea and Biscuits.
On,
Is that your tea kettle?
Yeah. We were watching, Saturday Night Live sports, best sports, moments on Saturday Night Live, like sports guests, hosts, whatever, skits and stuff.
Not bad.
The producer and I were watching, that didn't make it!
What the
it,
fuck?
Well, no, because it was only with sports people.
Actual sports
people. Like, so they had the,
so also
the Manning brothers doing shit.
So none of the Wayne Gretzky made it either.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky did not, actually. But on this one.
He was not comfortable doing that.
No, no.
But tell me the Stewart and Michael Jordan.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, yeah, good enough, I'm smart enough, yes. Yeah.
Gosh,
Stewart
it.
Smalley, yeah.
Yeah.
But Hogan and T with Billy Crystal, right?
You look marvelous.
You look marvelous. They're just killing themselves. The little boobies are bouncing up and down
yeah,
or whatever
it is,
laughing. And I looked at the producer because we're watching it, and she's like, I had no idea that that happened. I was like, yeah, that episode was March 30th, 1985. She's like, oh, God. I said, well, I know that because
I made a Karate Kid reference, for, which is, by the way, 1984.
Yes.
That film. Tonight. And she just assumed it was
a wrestling reference.
Reference.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not actually wrestling.
No.
She's like, bullshit.
Yeah. But no, it was the day before WrestleMania 1, right?
Yeah.
So that they did that. But that's Mr. T's pretty much agreed, signed, sealed, delivered to be your celebrity induction in the Hall of Fame, which is great. They talked about maybe doing Cyndi Lauper as well.
That'd be cool.
So, two, I don't know if you need two celebrities, but
yeah, why not?
What the hell, eh? But, I mean, you can always do Cyndi Lauper next year unless she's dead.
Well, she won't be.
No? Okay. Speaking of old people that have come back, Ric Flair,
mm-hmm.
also signed,
mm-hmm.
back with the company now.
Okay.
All of his appearances have to be vetted through the company.
Through Stephanie personally?
I think Connor actually.
The one who was the most pissed.
Yeah, probably. It's, well, basically.
Your fucking friend.
Yeah.
You handle him.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. But yeah, that was, so Flair's back. Hogan's going to be, Hogan and Undertaker are both at the Raw after the Elimination Chamber. They're set to debut in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, R-Truth is excited.
He is. Of course, he thought they were in Green Bay, Wisconsin last week. But, oh, dear, what else is going to be? We just talked about the network.
Ken Anderson.
Ah, yes, Anderson.
Will he be there?
Maybe. Talking about old guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not on this show. I mean, selling popcorn. He needs to make some extra money. After all, he works for TNA.
I thought he'd be the guy going, Mister, could I have some popcorn, please? I'll pay you back next time, I promise.
That's Raven.
Oh, right, yes. Like Raven to eat popcorn. Do you know what else is going to be on the WWE Network?
Well, I know what's on their website.
What's that?
A podcast.
They do have a podcast now. The first podcast is Shawn Michaels and Renee Young talking about WrestleMania history.
Yeah. Listen to us instead.
Yes.
We've had Shawn on the show.
And Stumpy. And by that we mean Hunter. But on the WWE Network, they said every WWE pay-per-view is going to be available from ECW, WCW, and the WWE, which, as Stephanie has now pointed out and confirmed, will include Over the Edge 1999.
But will not include...
Thanks for burping.
Go figure. But will not include... AAA When Worlds Collide.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so I understand that's the one pay-per-view event that actually will not be on the, from what I've heard, not be on.
Wonder why. Co-promotion, perhaps?
Co-promotion? Yeah, maybe AAA, maybe they...
I thought they owned it, though. Because they've had matches from there before when they do, like, the Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero.
That's what I heard, is that it's the one thing that won't be on. But who knows?
But yeah, Over the Edge going to be on. They're going to edit.
Because it doesn't, I mean, I can't remember. Was it marketed as WCW? It was marketed as WCW Presents AAA When Worlds Collide.
I think right? So, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they just don't want to have essentially promoting AAA. Especially since it's like the greatest pay-per-view of all time. It makes all their shit look stupid.
Yeah, and they're coming to...
They're coming, yeah.
They're coming to that channel that 8 people get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 8 people now.
Yeah.
It'll be 12 by then.
That's true. They just spring up there like hot potatoes. Like jumping beans. But yeah, it's going to be an edited version of Over the Edge.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it is going to be...
I won't watch that one.
No, God no.
Thanks.
No, God no.
Some people will get them a morbid curiosity.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else is coming back
is every single episode of Raw going to be on, did you say?
Yeah.
Including the tribute to...
I don't know if Raw is Owen or Raw is Eddie or, I mean, I assume Raw is Benoit. I don't know.
I would imagine at least not that last one. I'm not sure about any of them. Well, probably the Raw is Eddie. I don't see there'd be any issue, but...
Yeah, no, Raw is Owen, too. Why not?
Depends. That depends on, you know, kind of like, say, the lawsuit with Martha and how it all settled, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you could put out a DVD, yeah, they're gonna...
I still don't know they could put out an Owen by himself DVD.
I think they could.
I don't know.
But, I don't know, they wouldn't, but yeah, you got Hulk Hogan.
Still not in the hall.
We just said, that's true. We just said Hulk Hogan's coming back on the, on the 25th.
Well,
there.
It was just a matter of when or how.
Yeah.
I mean, I would personally not have him back until the day of Mania.
Well, he's going to be the guest host of Mania.
Yeah.
So, I think you do the spot. I mean, you're going to get, I think you get two appearances from him. Because I think you get the spot on the 25th where he's announced as the guest host of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get him on, you get him on March 3rd. From Chicago, because it's Hulk Hogan returning to Chicago to announce he's inducting Chicago's own Mr. T into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, and then you get him at Mania.
Okay. Yeah, you just don't want to burn that out too much, that's all.
No, that's right.
You also don't want to be setting up any sort of physical confrontation with him. That's the other thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you don't want him walking into the ring, because it's only a 3-hour show.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Sometimes it takes him
maybe
3 hours.
Maybe he could just borrow Wade Barrett's little gimmick there.
That would be good. Bad News Hogan. He could go up to Scissor and give his bullshit of the week. But you know who else is booked on the 25th of February for Monday Night Raw?
Brian and Lee?
Yes. Yes. Also, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Oh, what a surprise.
What a shocker. What a shocker. I assume that means Brutus Beefcake will be there.
Hey, Brian Knobs.
Yes.
He'll be in the back.
Watching WrestleMania 7
on
the network.
The network. Yeah.
That's right. He'll be the network commercial. Hey, did you know you can watch WrestleMania 7?
Shit.
Oh, fuck. Who else we got here?
That's one thing. That's one reason why we're better than WWE podcasts right there. You won't hear them say, fuck.
You will not hear them say fuck. You will hear them probably confirm. I just heard this. I don't know if I got it. I think it was from the Torch. That it turns out as they're doing their investigation that's opening up that Nancy Argentina was texting Jimmy Snuka a lot.
In 1984? That's a different Nancy.
George Orwell?
So anyways, that's move on.
Okay. The Fest. The Summer Fest coming back to L.A. is on August the 17th.
Hey, if the crowd is as good as they were on Raw, that's fine.
Yeah.
And the crowd was actually one of the better things about Raw.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I also found this. Editor's Choice. 8 Dream WrestleMania 30 matches. Let's find
including
out.
Including Reigns versus Big E.
Langston.
No, I said this, just Big E.
Langston?
No, Big E.
Langston. The unstoppable force Roman Reigns versus the immovable object Big E. Suck my cock, who gives a fuck? Next. Jake the Snake against Dean Ambrose. The Snake versus the Hound.
The Hound. The Hounds of Justice? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd necessarily call that a dream match, but hey, you know.
Well, Prime versus Prime.
I guess.
Kent Man, Money in the Bank, ladder match. Oh, my.
Look at those guys.
No.
No, when I think of Bray Wyatt in there.
What? Wyatt says, okay, Big Show. What the fuck?
Mark Henry?
Yeah.
The Miz?
Damien Sandow? No, fuck off.
Well, he's won one before.
Who gives a fuck? Next.
Holy shit.
AJ Lee versus Stefani McMahon.
Let's go. Oh, man, Stefani. She's like two AJs.
Okay, Brock and Batista.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Beast Unleashed.
Two manager, one man walks out. That's good.
There you go.
Batista,
see?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, I thought that was, they're talking about Lita's Hall of Fame induction. That's three men enter. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to number three.
And they could die there.
Taker, Cena.
Come and go at the
been talking
time.
About this for years.
Yeah. Taker and Cena. So yeah, now, all of a sudden, even if with the other bullshit, I'd want to see this Mania. Just those two matches.
Yeah. Attitude Era Gimmick Battle Royal.
That's the third reason I'd want to watch it.
Yes, because there's the Mean Street Posse.
Yes. And Kurgan.
The Blue Meanie.
Yeah.
You need JBL in
JBL,
this.
JBL, obviously. Has that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hardcore Holly.
Yeah.
And the Space Monkey. Gangrel. And the Headbangers.
Taku Machu Mikanochu.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then they have both Kai and Tai.
And who's on the top right hand? That's
Steve Blackman. The Lethal Weapon and Val Venus.
Where's Al Snow? We need Val Viscera. Al Snow. You can't have cheese without head.
It's true. You
gotta have head.
And number one.
Nope.
Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Triple H.
Well, in some way I can kind of see it, but
yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'd watch it. Oh wait, that's that exclusive WWE interview that they do with Triple H. The only place you can see it.
Well, saying that the Hall of Fame will air on the network.
Yeah, that's exclusive for WWE.com.
I saw that on Raw. The exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on SmackDown, too. The exclusive WWE.com content was on Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Fuckers. Fucking idiots.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Forgotten entrance themes? 50 best entrance themes.
Fucking A. 50 best or forgotten?
50 best entrance themes.
Okay,
let's go with this.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
And it's a tape. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Number 50. Told you, we always find this year.
This is like a live audio commentary for us.
Yes. Tag.
Going through their website and looking for shit to entertain us. Come with us on the journey.
Right beside the 15 worst.
We're not going to do enough work to actually do a show.
You will not get this on the WWE podcast.
Actually, you won't get them on the WWE podcast going to the WWE website and insulting them. No, that will not happen.
Next, I want to go to the 15 worst ring names.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Taz is number 50.
Okay, that's
a good one. I like
Taz's music. That was cool. Yeah, the mood is about to change. Too cool.
Turn it up.
All right.
Yeah, if there's 50 of them, sure.
Sure.
Drew McIntyre, Broken Dreams.
I couldn't tell you what the song is. I can tell you the video was awesome.
The video and the way that they presented it.
That's what was great. If it's about the theme, it shouldn't make it. But the video is one of the best they've done ever.
Yeah, ever.
It could be the best they've ever done. Didn't get them over.
The Shield.
No.
No. They got the music over.
Yes.
When you
the
hear
music
that, like the walkie-talkie thing that's going off, it's because of the Shield that's over.
Yeah, it's not.
The music
nothing
is,
to the music.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. That's not good music. That's not even. That's stupid.
Steve Blackman.
And you know what? I'm Steve Blackman?
That's awful.
Yeah. You know what? Another thing is, I wonder if you actually would consider this. You obviously not considering anything from WCW or anything like that.
I guess not.
No. All right. Primetime Players, no.
I like the Primetime Players.
I like them, too. I wouldn't put them in
the
top 50.
But I like it better than the other ones.
Well, yeah, better than a couple of those. Maven Tattoo, I couldn't remember it. Yeah, sure. Will other people be able to hear this?
I don't know.
Who cares? Hey, can you guys just let me know if you can hear it, okay? Show us if we need to turn it off or turn it down.
There's a fucking message!
Of course you can have an ad first. It's WWE.com.
And this ad has to run for another 20 seconds.
Well, of course it does.
Maven Tattoo.
Tattoo. You know what? You should Google it on YouTube.
It's by Big Mother Thrusters. That's who performed this song.
All of a sudden I like it a little
Big
more.
Big Mother Thrusters.
That's what your mother calls me.
The first winner of Tough Enough. Was this the theme song for Tough Enough? Let's hear.
It might be.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
That's decent.
Yeah, no. What was it called? Tattoo?
Tattoo, yeah.
Do you think they'll have that tattoo song by that band Tattoo?
That was used? Great, by Victoria. Great.
For Victoria, yeah. That, sorry, not Lita. Victoria.
Yeah, okay, I like this music.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. For its era, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'm just watching this loop of Maven hitting Heidenreich with a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Maven is somebody that... did not book well, but that said, he also had the drug issues.
That's true. All right, let's go to number 43.
Okay.
Ken Shamrock, The Ultimate.
I would have that higher.
I love that music.
I would have that higher. That's some of the best.
Yeah.
Great music.
That's him.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. That's his video, right?
Yeah.
No, that's good music right there. The Miz, I Came to Play, should not be in the top 50.
No.
It's not good. In fact, his music before was better. Here's another one that should be higher.
Yeah, Jake Roberts' Snake Bit. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, that.
Yeah. It's good because you know people still know it this long after.
Yes, exactly.
That's an example. You know?
Goldberg. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I probably have it even higher. I mean, the WWE improved upon it, too.
Not too many words. Like, as many instrumentals so far as word songs, too.
At least, yeah.
You know? 39.
Well, there was an era when it was all...
Oh, yeah.
I love the Oddity song.
Yes, this needs to be higher.
I love that.
Everybody come see the greatest show.
Didn't I actually put that on once as our opening?
I think so.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, that needs to be higher.
That needs to be higher. It's great music.
Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
37.
Vader. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me.
That's about where I would put that about where it is. Yeah.
I probably have it lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Vader.
I like how you put the Sheamus, but I like how this goes. And think about this.
Did you see the name of that song? Was it Dunderhead?
I think so. It's a shameful thing. Okay, think about this. When the movie came out and how much they hated it, it was Beyond the Mat, right?
Yes.
If you've ever seen Beyond the Mat, you've seen the thought process of WWE composer Jim Johnson. So, now they've got it here. It's done by BM.
Yeah.
But motherfucker.
Whoever wrote this never knew that they hated it because wasn't watching wrestling then.
There's Sheamus. It's a shameful thing. Dunderhead.
Way too high. Yeah. It probably shouldn't even be on the list. I mean,
oh,
I think it's okay at least it sounds Irish. What a Rush? No.
What?
No. Not even good. No. Sorry. For me, Legion of Doom's music is, always will be, I am Iron Man.
I think What a Rush needs to be, like, top 15.
You're going to do a kazoo version.
The Wyatt Family.
Okay, that needs to be much higher.
Yeah, that does.
That's not even close to high enough.
Yeah, no.
That's the best music they have now.
Yeah, that's right. Booker T.
I love that song.
Rap Sheet.
That's a joke there, folks.
But this is a WCW music as well, technically, like Goldberg.
Yeah, that's true. It's put a bit of crossover into
Except Fox. For, it, well, because they branded it with, Can You Dig It, Sucker, as opposed to, yes, no. The first,
I'm not sure that is originally their music either, because I did see some porno where that was the music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was Booker T in it?
No.
Was Stevie Ray in it, actually? That would be...
Actually, it might have been... I watch a lot of porno.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he was. I think, though, that, again, this is one of those... No word of a lie, when this... you had your old Nokia phones, and you could program, like, ringtones, but it was, like, really... You know, I could program Booker T's music. Booker T was my... That and that Kurt Angle one.
Les Luger's music.
The Patriot.
All right.
CM Punk, Cunt of Personality.
Fuck you, higher.
That needs to be way higher. I feel like I'm looking at, like, 15, 14, 13, 12.
I know. Like, what?
Christian.
Which one was that?
At last.
Oh, that's at last you're on your own? I love that.
Oh,
remember?
Is this the, Don't give me another ad. Oh, yeah.
Christian, at last you're
damn,
on
fucking.
Your own.
Okay, we're not listening anymore.
And then we'll do the kazoo version.
You think you know me. You think you know me. We got kazoos. Kazoos rule. You think you know me. You think you know me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, it was great music. I actually, he's had some really good music, come to think of it. Christian has all of that.
At last, you're on your own. And the music actually sucks.
No, it's great. I love that.
What?
Wait.
Wait a sec.
Yeah, wait. Yeah. No, wait. Because
no.
They start singing again.
We're going to number 30.
They start to
say
it again.
Big Show. Well, it's the Big Show. Yeah.
It was good because they said because Rock said, hey, it's the Big Show.
Evolution.
Yeah. That's not right.
I would put that a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, there's been so many Motorhead songs, that is probably the weakest of them.
Yeah. Mankind?
Yeah. Actually, that's the Wreck one. I can't remember that one in comparison to the Cactus Jack one, to the... Like, he had so many. Which one is this?
This is
the car wreck one. Yeah, I actually probably like that the least of all of his music he has.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as good as the Dude Love song.
No, but what is?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to 27. John Cena, Basic Thugonomics.
That should be higher. That should be higher than his, current one.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Yeah.
So it's Heath Slater's song.
But the thing is that I like his current music, too, but this is even better.
Yeah, this one is the better of the two.
Yeah.
Gold Dust, yes.
Gold Lust. That's what I didn't realize it was called Gold Lust.
Me either.
All of a sudden, I kind of like it a little more. I always like that music. That's good
music. Yeah, that's good music.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan's music better not be on here. Batista, I Walk Alone, nah, it's just generic music.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
No, nothing to it. Shouldn't even be in the top
50. It's by Saliva.
Yeah, shouldn't even be in the top 50.
Yeah.
If it was, it
interesting,
be at the bottom.
Trivial, it was originally CM Punk's music.
I think that was, wasn't that Randy Orton's?
No, it was originally CM Punk's music, and then Batista got it.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Perfect. Oh. I'll skim through a 30-second ad probably too.
But isn't the Curtis Axel version better?
I don't think so. I like the original.
Really?
Yes.
The Curtis Axel one is just it has everything the original has, but more later.
I like the original so much so that I'll be walking out to this song at my wedding.
Well, then it will no longer be called Perfection.
That's why.
Because you want to ruin it?
Because I am what I say I am. Mm. And that's perfect.
Do I get ringing?
Yes, your ring music actually might be on this list, too. So we'll wait and see.
I do get it?
You do.
Awesome. Do I get to pick it?
No. It's already picked. Oh. Also, this video is awesome.
That's true. Man, I hope that they're only getting this through our mic. Because if they're getting this also through the system...
They're not.
Okay, good. Just kill people. All right. You can move on.
Kill them with perfection, though.
That's
that
true.
Was number 24.
But that was loud.
Number 23?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked.
I love it.
This is a great song.
Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked.
Somebody's going to get their ass kicked. Yeah,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
a great one.
Yep. Beat 'em up, beat 'em up.
Dustin Rhodes, baby.
Common Man.
This is like top five for me.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, they're really, like, tough to top these.
Yeah.
Tough to top that. That's such a great song. Fuck off, you fuckers. Fuck right off. Fuck right off.
CM Punk, This Fire Burns.
Now, that's the one I think that was supposed to be Randy Orton's that became his. And he never liked because it didn't suit his persona.
Yeah, the song suited Punk perfectly, far better than Randy Orton, who had actually sampled the song as his entrance for 2 short weeks prior to WrestleMania 22.
No, it didn't suit him. That's what he always complained about.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, why is that even on there?
DX at number 20.
Ahead of Cult of Personality, then why aren't you still using that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, DX should be higher.
Way higher.
Yeah.
Jericho, Break the Walls Down. Eh. That's about where it should be, I think.
I think, actually, it's more that the video is cool. The music itself is nothing.
Yeah.
It's great. It's pretty repetitive, so.
Ultimate Warrior.
No, fuck off.
This is great music.
It's great for the persona.
Yes.
It's not great music.
It's better than Christian's music.
Fuck off.
And I would have this before Vader's music, which it is. But Randy Savage, Pomp and Circumstance.
Did you like when WCW did it on a guitar version? Like that screeching guitar version?
Which?
Of Pomp and Circumstance?
No. You?
The classic orchestral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, whatever, the other one was, what up, Mach?
That's true.
Kurt Angle, Metal. That's...
Okay, skip it. We don't want to...
Yeah.
It was great because it led to the chant. Nothing else about it was particularly good.
No. John Cena, The Time Is Now.
I'm surprised that's only a 15.
Yeah, but it's retarded.
I like that song, too.
This needs to be much higher.
I like that one, yeah.
The Million Dollar Man. I would have it ahead of The American Dream.
No, I would.
I would.
No. I wouldn't even have it ahead of Shane McMahon's, which I love.
Yeah.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money. Dollar, dollar. Bling, bling. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I think so. Bling, bling, here, that.
So you wish you get that. Do you like that part where I was dancing with it?
No. No. You're still jiggling. Kane is number 13.
Sometime next week.
Yeah. Kane is number 13. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, it should be top 50. Probably somewhere like
43? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Man. It's a great one.
Number 12, Honky Tonk. So hard to argue the placement of these. If I'd have it higher or not, because I would have this higher personally, but I don't know how much higher.
Yeah, I would have it higher, but I don't know. I mean, I also might have Hunka Hunka Burning.
Hunka Hunka Honky Love.
Hunka Hunka Honky Love. That's
yes.
Right. Might have that
we need a Hunka Hunka Honky Love.
That was great.
You're the one we've been dreaming of.
So
you know you
great.
got to have some honky love.
Fucking awesome.
That is great. And you as an uncoordinated white man like that song. The Brood.
Yeah,
yeah, this
song.
Was a great song.
Great song. One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
For sure. Higher.
No, I don't think so. But
no.
Randy Orton Voices. Not even top 50.
I might have a top 50 because it's so perfectly suited for his persona.
Well.
And that's it. I mean, it's
I don't know if it's
as perfectly suited for his persona as Warriors is for his. And it's actually better music. But it's still not great.
No. Number 8. Shawn Michaels, Sexy Boy.
No, it's because it's Shawn Michaels. It's
no.
Okay, but it's top 30? About 30. I would have that about 30.
It's
not better than fucking DX's
have it
song.
About 15. No, I wouldn't have it this low on the list, or as high on the list, as you want to say.
Yeah.
No, definitely. But I like the song.
All right.
Triple H, The Game.
Bow down to the...
No, this isn't the King of Kings one. This is the... It's all about the game. And how you play it.
Okay, that's, yeah, not as good as that. It's pretty good, but...
Well, we still have, like, 7 more slots for Hunter's music.
That's true.
So...
Because there's the one, My Time.
It's my time!
I like that one.
And the, then you also have the what is it, the classical music from Hunter Hearst.
Oh, yeah, when it's Beethoven.
Yeah. And you could have, My Time. We had DX. We could have We had Evolution. We have The Game. We need the King of Kings.
King of Kings.
There's like eight musics that he should have. Let's go to number seven.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
I'd probably have it somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, probably. Again, a number 20 or something.
20, 25. The Rock, I mean, is again...
No.
Good for what it is, but it's, again, it's like a number 30.
Yeah, it's like a 30. Because all it is, The Rock says...
It's got like a good hook to it, like a good baseline.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, he's The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
If, other than that, tell me what's better about it than Booker T's music.
Yeah, well, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Music alone, yeah. Number five, The Undertaker.
No. No. It's not even their music.
Yeah.
You know, it's... He had some cool themes over... There was a few times during the ministry and stuff like that.
I think that's the one that it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was the one that... Yeah.
That was the best one, I think.
Yeah.
What about...
Vince's is great, but it's too high at number four. No Chance in Hell?
Yeah.
Good.
It's good, but it's
too high at number four.
It's 24.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Number three.
Which one is this from Edge?
Edge. On this stage.
You
on this day, I see clearly.
See, I like his,
The last one that he has.
The last one, yeah. See, and the best one still to me is the,
Rob Zombie. Yeah, yeah.
Never Gonna Stop.
Yeah. Never Gonna Stop, man. Never Gonna Stop. Yeah. That
yeah,
was
that,
good,
that would be the best one.
This is too high.
So that's definitely too high.
Yeah.
That's definitely too high.
Number two, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Then we know what number one is.
Brother.
Dun, 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 dun. But Stone Cold is great.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hogan, Real American, yes. Okay, fine. Omissions.
There's a ton.
Demolition.
Demolition, oh yeah.
Jive Soul Fucking Bro.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
Like, that's... Like, that is no credibility to this list because Jive Soul Bro doesn't even make the top 50.
Exactly. That's a joke.
Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport.
I could probably live without that one.
Pile Driver.
That's a great one. Yeah, that should be on there.
Don't Go Messing With a Country Boy.
Fucking right, that should be on there.
Trying to think of, Grab Them Cakes.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't, you go for your partner's you-know-what, and then you GRABTAGMCAKES. Ow! Grab Them Cakes.
Yeah.
That's
very soft.
That's better than Vader's music. It's better than Voices. The original... Nation of Domination.
Oh,
with
that
J.C.
was awesome.
Ice and Wolfie D rapping.
Awesome, awesome.
Don't Diss the Man or We'll Bum Rush Your Mother.
Yeah, yeah, that was great shit.
That was.
That was great, great stuff.
Bum Rushing Your Mother led to great shit? Is that?
That was awesome.
So this was like, who are the top 50 wrestlers? And we could put some of their music together around it.
Basically.
Yeah.
There's a lot of omissions, like you said. And there is a lot of those smaller star guys who are, you know, are kind of skipped over completely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. That was that. Well, I want to go to the 15 worst ring names now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
What I want to see is, on this list, if I consider any of them to have better music, then...
That's true.
You know,
okay. Well, it's a picture of G.I. Bro here, so let's just see who gets number 15. Bastion Booger.
He did not have good enough music to make the top 50.
No, no. A very bad name, though. Especially when we knew him, and you could even see it in his Bastion Booger picture.
I like the Walker's music, by the way.
Yes.
I think as far as it's similar to...
I liked Brutus Beefcake's music.
But it's better, I think. Yeah, I like
Wee, wee. Do, 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 do. Wee, wee.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, even... I can still see the bald, the shaved head here. But I see Muck and Sing right here.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know.
So... Bastion Booger, horrible name. Number 14.
Hugh Morris. I fucking love that name. I can't help it.
Yeah.
He's a laughing man. Hugh Morris.
Hugh Morris? What? Is that humorous? What? Is that supposed to be funny? What? Are you humorous? What? Are you Hugh Morris? What? kills me every time
you know
I see that.
You know who had great music? Was London and Kendricks.
Yes, yeah. Phineas I. Godwin and Henry O. Godwin.
That was terrible.
Those were awful.
Yeah.
Although I do like here that these are the pictures of Southern Justice.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's true. You know whose music I love, actually really loved? Well, I loved the JBL's music when he was Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Yes.
That was great music.
Yeah.
And I love it when it was the DOA, the or not DOA.
The Barriquas have great music, too.
Barriquas did, but I was thinking him and Simmons.
Oh, APA.
APA.
Yes.
APA's music was awful.
Yeah, that was great music, yeah. I don't know, New Age Outlaws, even.
Yeah, even by themselves.
You know, yeah. The Gemini. Yes, that was awful.
That was terrible.
That, the fact that they even existed.
Yeah. Terrible.
All right, let's go next. Just Incredible.
I liked it. I liked that.
Yeah, I thought that was decent enough.
How about great music? How about X Factor?
Yeah.
I got everything I've ever wanted, and I never look back now.
Yeah. You think you hate X Factor, but you ain't got to look at me like that.
Yeah, that's good shit. Lita's music was great.
Yeah, there's G.I. Bro.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
But he was called that in the Indies. Thurman Sparky Plug. I can't believe that's not number one.
I know. And I like they tried to call him Sparky Thurman Plug, so it would be STP, like the motor oil.
Yeah.
But it was always Thurman Sparky Plug.
Yeah.
That was Stan Lane. And here comes Thurman Sparky Plug.
And then, of course, they started calling him Bob Spark.
Bob Spark Plug Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, he's already Thurman.
Yeah.
All right, the
Ringmaster. The Ringmaster.
See, I don't think the Ringmaster is a bad name. It was a bad gimmick for the wrong guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What about the Ice Dagger? Or Chili McFreeze?
Those were bad.
Yeah. Who do we got next? Is the Ringmaster now the Shockmaster? Meat!
Yes.
Meat
is bad.
This was a bad name.
Meat was just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah. Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yes.
Why is that a bad name?
Are you serious? That's a bad name.
But that's just, like... I don't know. I don't think that's...
Not as bad as some of those others.
I don't think that's
bad.
Top 15.
No, probably
I could
not.
Probably come up with a few worse names than
Top
Jimmy 50, Wang.
Top 50, though.
Top 50, sure. But Jimmy Wang Yang? I don't know. I just... The Red Rooster.
Yes, that's a bad name.
Yes, this is a bad name.
Yeah.
And look how fucking jacked up Terry Taylor is in this
picture.
Oh,
I know, man.
Jesus.
You know, it's a bad name. Curtis Axel.
Yes, it is. Skipping the zip.
Oh, yes. The Body
Donnas. The Body Donnas.
That's
it
awful.
Just didn't make any sense.
No, none whatsoever. It didn't matter because it was all about funny anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Let's see. Who?
Wait, what was it? Wayne, who knows much from who?
Who knows where?
Who?
It's who.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Bailey.
It's Bailey. We figured out who was after all these years.
What about Furface? Is he going to be on here?
You know, I don't think he was ever called Furface, really, though.
No?
No, I think he was just like... Yeah, I forget what his name...
And then you had WCW, you had The Juicer.
Yes. Oh, there were tons of WCW. Ding Dongs.
Ding Dong, PN News.
Yeah. Let's see who this one next
who
one
who was that guy? The guy played Doink. What was his name again when he was with the lumberjack dude?
Oh, Big Josh.
Big Josh.
Arachnaman.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah,
okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
The late, great Brad Armstrong.
Yeah.
We used a picture similar to this.
That's true.
And the last one here, Dr. Isaac Yankum.
Hard to top that.
DDS.
That's pretty shit.
That is. That's Kane as Jerry Lawler's evil dentist.
Yeah, that's pretty shit.
Yeah.
Omissions. We already had some.
Worst ring name. Oh, yeah, we said the Ding Dongs.
What was it, Beaver Cleavage?
Yes, Beaver Cleavage. Definitely. What about, like, Golga?
Yeah, it's bad.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is a Golga?
Yeah.
Trying to think of...
But it doesn't matter, because he came up to Oddity's music.
Yeah, that's true. The great music, bad name. Trying to think of... Even Test.
Yeah. Well, that name was a riff.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah. I mean...
And it led to Testicles.
Yeah.
And I know you like that.
Sugar-coated testes? Is that a new breakfast cereal?
What
about even Mankind?
No, that... Well...
He made it. But the name... Is just like... What? What about Aldo Montoya?
Well, yeah, fucking terrible.
Yeah, you know,
everything about that was terrible, right?
Yeah. He had so many, though. Like, yeah. The Goon.
Oh.
You know.
The Goon.
T.L. Hopper.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. The Goon, actually. It's tough to top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I think we're done here. We had a couple things from Twitter, right?
Well, I did want to mention, speaking of, we're talking about shitty things here.
Yeah.
Still talk of Vince Russo back in TNA. Nobody's openly denying this in any important function. There's just people going, oh, no, he can't be back.
Well, it's proof that he's back, actually, because ratings have gone up.
Yes. That this is very, very true. The rating has skyrocketed on Spike Television. But I think... Yeah, apparently they're PW Insider talking about he's been CC'd on some memos inside the company. So,
well, I understand that that, and this is a big
Langston.
No, it's just Big E now. There's no nothing else.
Langston.
No,
Langston.
Bobby Lashley, is that you?
Langston. I understand they're cousins.
but I understand. I'm going to give him a call here because this is huge news. I'm really glad for the guy because I know this was eating him up inside.
Mm.
And Samoa Joe has publicly come out
on Twitter.
Yeah, it's talked about how he and Vince Russo have repaired their relationship.
Their differences, yeah.
Yeah, they've settled them finally and... I'm just going to give him a quick call and...
congratulate him, really.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be big news. You know, I mean, you can't carry stuff around like that. It's toxic.
Yeah.
To carry around those kind of attitudes towards somebody. So,
yeah.
You just give him a call here. Ring!
That's the Phonomatic 3000, folks.
Ring!
Bring.
Bring.
Oh.
Hi, can I speak to Samoa Joe, please?
Yes.
It's Mo.
I'm Mo.
Hey, I did call you because I want to congratulate you. I saw it on Twitter there, and you and Vince Russo are players of the relationship, and it's solid again now, and that's good to hear because I know it was getting to you. It's been something you've been carrying around for years, and I know Bret Hart talked about it, how important it was for him to settle those differences in the past, and it's really, really good. And I guess anything else you want to say about you and Vince Russo?
Fuck Russo. I think he hung up. It couldn't have been a bad connection because we had the Phonatron 3000, and that's state-of-the-art. It doesn't drop calls.
No. Well, actually, I tell you...
It's not Skype compatible yet, though. That's the problem.
Truth be told, though, he gave us everything we needed to know.
That's true.
So he and Vince are good.
Truth, you know what? Truth has been told that they're going to Green Bay, Wisconsin for Raw.
Yeah. So. Well, hold on. Joey wants to... Samoa Joe just... But Joey, he wants to...
Joey, Vince Russo is back in TNA. Whoa! He can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I can.
Fucking guy just goes on and on, though.
I know. Well, he's going to be. We won't have him on for a while. He just rambles. And, you know. Yeah, you ask him for a piece of paper, he tells you to chop down a tree, you know?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But,
exactly.
Hey, you know about, you hear about Rob Van Dam?
Oh, what about him?
Showed up at Raw.
Oh.
He was asking about WrestleMania.
Oh.
He went up to Hunter and he went, I'm not booked.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob Van Dam left to go jump on his trampoline. He's not booked. But, I mean... So,
what would you do something with him? I'd put him in there with Sheamus. He needs somebody.
Well,
unless Jericho's back, we don't know about
but
that.
But you have Christian. You could have Christian against Sheamus.
Oh, fuck no! I don't want to see that again.
Well, you, but who gives a fuck? You could have Mark Henry against Sheamus.
Oh, fuck no! I don't want to see that again.
Why don't we just have Randy Orton against John Cena?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. Although I did like that on Raw that they basically said without saying that this is it. Feud's over. Done. For now.
For
I mean,
now.
They can come back to it later, but this was like...
For a couple of years.
Yeah, like, this is it for
this is it, yeah,
a while.
We'll, they'll be in the chamber together,
sure,
but other
but
than that...
they're not...
So John Cena won, which is good, because,
yeah.
You know, he's... Yeah.
He needed it.
It's big that somebody finally beat Randy Orton
yeah.
on the way.
Well, that's it, right?
Christian lost, and... wait.
And that's it?
Yes. Yeah. Cesaro beat him.
Yeah. I understand on the SmackDown tapings... That in the...
Cesaro beats him clean.
Yeah, Cesaro beats him clean. And next week, they did the 2 weeks of SmackDown.
Sheamus will beat him.
They did the 2 weeks of SmackDown, right? They did, that's coming on Monday, Green Bay, Wisconsin. They did the 2 weeks of SmackDown already.
I think we might have already talked about this.
Tuesday they had Cesaro beat him. Wednesday for the following week SmackDown, Jimmy Uso beats Randy Orton.
Hmm.
Queen.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying
you
to...
You know who won't?
Who?
Christian.
Christian!
Well, that serves him right for being on his own.
But Rob Van Dam...
Last.
Going back to Rob Van Dam...
Christian
I mean,
versus Rob Van Dam.
The funny thing with Rob Van Dam, and this is why if CM... If Triple H is... we talked about last show, if Hunter's in charge, even if he didn't just slight... Even if Punk didn't slight Hunter by saying this, I don't want to work with you at Mania.
Yeah.
Would he let him back? Would he do it? You remember they were asking Hunter, they were asking Rob Van Dam last time when he on his way out, when he was leaving, when his contract, he had that short-term contract. When it was up, they're asking, like, stick around, we need you. They had some injuries, I don't remember, but we want to keep you just for a couple more shows to get you going and keeping you with, I think, Del Rio at the time or something. Just like, we just need you for a couple more. And he's like, no, I'm done. Right? My contract's up. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's coming back. And Hunter just squared him with the middle finger. Right? Like, hey, can I come back and be on Mania? Just want to know what I'm, my plans are. We don't have any. You want to leave like that? We'll call you.
He was done.
We'll call you. Yeah, but
he didn't know that or anything.
But now he wants to come back and be on Mania, and the fact is they don't really need him. So we'll call you, right?
I guess.
That's what we found out about. I think in terms of it is the same thing as Punk, right? If Punk's in charge,
what Punk did is way worse.
Oh, absolutely is.
Yeah.
But and Hunter still didn't want Rob Van Dam back after just that.
So Rob Van Dam's much that same personality. Remember Rob Van Dam all those years ago as the guy who turned down going to Iraq.
Okay. Well, and Rob Van Dam probably, I think, is the first wrestler, at least, the first straight-edge wrestler.
It's hot.
That's Sabu. But I don't know what to do with Sheamus at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Cesaro, maybe. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
But,
I think Cesaro's swagger right now is where they're going for Mania, right? Looks to me like Cesaro is going to be the heel and Swagger is going to be the babyface. Now, which is strange because, I mean, they've certainly looked like they've been wanting to turn Cesaro and babyface and...
they have it. The crowd has.
Well...
Actually, there was a time. You're right.
There's a time when there was some slight him.
Don't do the swing. Don't do the swing, right? And he does the swing. He looks to the crowd and does the swing,
yeah.
Right?
And same thing, you know, he works the babyface role against... I guess on SmackDown, it's 50-50 crowd, but by the end, the crowd's into him as a baby face over Orton, right?
Yeah, I can't wait for the editing of that.
That should be interesting. Yeah, it's But it looks very much like Swagger might be the baby face in this situation, Cesaro the heel. So I've always actually wanted to see Swagger as a baby face. Like, we almost thought that one time with Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Cole was like berating him, and the crowd wanted him to turn on him, and he was about to.
Yeah.
So we never got it. So,
that's right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Do you get the endorsement from one real American to another?
It'd be interesting.
I mean, just, you know, well, that's what Hogan does. He puts guys over.
Oh, left
so,
and right.
Yeah, exactly. So, Bray Wyatt going to get a live entrance song at WrestleMania when he fights John Cena. They're going to do his music live.
Cool. It's the 37th best theme of all songs.
That's right. That's right. Well, now when it gets live, 34. 36. Yeah.
Oh, 34?
I guess.
Holy shit.
You know what didn't make any of the list? Any of the WCW 90s alternative music remixes?
Not a single one.
You know, like DDP and Self High Five with the Smells Like Teen Spirit. And Even Flow by...
Raven.
Even Flow was Jericho.
Jericho, you're right, yeah. Raven has somebody else.
Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. The DDT was the Even Flow DDT.
That's right, yeah.
Raven's Even Flow DDT.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean... So Bray Wyatt, and again...
They also left out The Man Called Sting.
He does this. He does that.
The Man Called Sting.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about the tattoo music, all the things he said, Victoria. What all? There's the other one that we're forgetting that's just coming into my head. All these wonderful songs, but I understand that if you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia,
yeah, that's true.
That
that's
you better read the signs and respect the law and order, or you'll serve hard time.
Yeah, that's
a great song.
Great,
yeah,
absolutely.
Even the beginning of the, if you ever take a trip.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Speaking of Russo, I remember when he booked that nonsensical.
The Shield song is on.
Yeah. I remember when he booked the nonsensical, speaking of Boss Man.
Yeah.
With this, but I remember when Russo booked that nonsensical Raw segment. I know. But after the Boss Man got hung at WrestleMania, and he comes out and he's like supposedly all pissed. And he's going to turn on them because he comes out to his Boss Man face music.
Oh, that's right.
And then he comes down and the announcers are trying to play, and nobody gives a fuck because it's the Boss Man.
Yeah.
And, then he comes in, he spins his nightstick, and he looks, and he's got sunglasses so no one can tell he's looking at him sternly, and then he hugs him.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, oh, everything's good. And then they never mention it again.
That made no sense.
I'm like, fuck. Russo.
I like Owen Hart's Yield music.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. You know what else is a great song that's not on there?
Hmm.
Pearl River Plunge.
Yes.
Great music.
Yeah. What about Lie, Cheat, and Steal?
Lie, Cheat, and Steal isn't on there. Dean Malenko's 007 music.
Yes, that was great, too. No, it's
but
not.
I mean,
that music's killer.
I loved Chavo's music that he was actually Eddie's music in
WCW. Yeah,
he used it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah. This is simple instrumental.
Yeah.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff that they're just forgetting. So,
but the Shield's music's on there. TV deal, NBC Universal.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah,
the exclusivity rights have expired, and now WWE is free to negotiate with anybody that they choose.
Do you think it happens slowly or quickly? The new deal. At the end of the day, I think it happens slowly because I think they shop around, get the best deal they can, and then try and put the screws to NBC. I think that's what kept them from signing with them.
You think they shop around?
Yeah.
You think they shop around? Do you think they shop up, and shop down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shop around. Shop around. Shop up, and shop down. Everybody shop. Yeah?
No.
No? Huh.
So, yeah, that's what I hope.
I think, they're going to get, I think they clear Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And do it then.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, unless it's a super big deal.
Yeah.
And then they announce it at Mania, or in that Mania time, right, when the world is focused on them for a change, for as many people as possible anyway. But you had a question about some feuds.
I do. Well, this is stemming from Davey Davey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a question, yeah, from Davey Davey, and we'll get to that question, because that question is really an offshoot of what we started to talk about, or you started to
talk about. Well, yeah, it's what gave me the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I read this question from Davey Davey, and I was actually talking to a different friend of mine from on the We Talk podcast.
Seriously?
Right, yeah. And I know, I can't believe he can talk.
I can't believe you have another friend.
I don't really count you as my friend.
Hmm? No, I was talking about the dog.
Oh. And, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyways, what was I saying?
Feuds.
Davey asked this question, and it led me into talking about feuds, because he has a question regarding feuds a little different. But I just wanted to, if we were to rate feuds out of 5 stars, like we do matches,
mm-hmm.
I'd just throw some out here to you, and just kind of say, like, Honky Tonk Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
What would you give that out of 5 stars and why?
You know, as a feud, I would give it 4.25 stars.
4.25.
Four and a quarter. Well, I mean, it was great. It accomplished something. It turned Randy Savage babyface.
Yes.
So there was an accomplishment there.
Yeah.
It really involved Elizabeth physically in a storyline for the first time.
Yes.
Right? It gave the Honky Tonk Man an edge that was beyond comedy.
Yes.
To it, and gave him just that serious side to it. You know, gave you some moments. You know, Macho Man getting hit over the head with the guitar and just collapsing.
That happened that before Jeff Jarrett did it every week.
Yeah.
That meant something.
Yes.
That was only, I think, the second one I had seen.
Those are all the positives. The one drawback to it, it never really concluded.
That's why I would give it about 3.5.
Yeah. That's why I give it 4.5, because 4.25, rather. Because
yeah, I would give it 3.5 because they never had a blow-off match. You know, we never got that.
Well, they did, but it was on Saturday Night's Main Event. Or the main event, rather. It was on the main event because
really?
The Mega Powers.
I don't even remember it happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what brings it way down to me.
That must have been Saturday night's main event.
Must have been Saturday night's main event if it happened.
The Mega
Powers. One of the interesting things about it, you give it 4.5. How many times did you...
4.25, sorry.
4.25, okay. How many times did you actually see them wrestle each other during that feud?
Twice. And he did the house show loop, of course.
Of course.
Which was more important then than it is now.
Of course. Okay. Let's say the Hart Foundation and the British Bulldogs.
The Hart Foundation and the British Bulldogs. I would probably again say 4.25.
Yeah.
Great matches. I mean, that's a lot like the Savage Honky one, is it? There really wasn't a conclusive finish to it.
No.
Dynamite hurt himself.
Because Dynamite hurt himself, yeah.
You know? And really, they were going to drop the belts. There wasn't even really going to be much of a feud.
Yeah.
In that they were going to drop the belts to Sheik and Volkov.
That's right.
And Davey Boy and Dynamite, both Dynamite mostly said, no, we're dropping to the Hearts or we go home.
Yep.
And we don't
yep.
drop them at all.
Yep, exactly.
And so, and then
they
that...
They deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the Hart Foundation run, right?
Yeah.
So...
I'd say the blow-off was probably the six-man at Mania.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think it had a blow-off. And as far as in-ring action, best, probably, arguably the best tag team in-ring action WWE ever had.
Yeah, in-ring, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I would give it higher. I would give it probably even more like 4.5.
You know who else did it at that time? It was Harley Race. He had a lot of them because he'd just look at anybody and go, oh, feud. Oh, feud. But let me throw some out at you. Let's go with Hercules and Billy Jack Haynes.
2 stars?
Yeah.
Because it's Hercules and Billy Jack Haynes.
But they both used the full Nelson.
No, I mean, there's actually a reason for a feud.
Yes.
Which is why I'll give it two and a half stars. I say two. I'll give it 2 stars because they actually both had a finishing move that they were using. That, yeah, they're both using the full Nelson.
What about...
I mean, I don't think Hercules was using it before that or after that, but for a little while to set up the feud.
Yes, exactly. Because he normally used the backbreaker, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was what Hulk Hogan...
The torture rack.
Yeah, the torture rack, yeah.
Before it was the torture rack when it was his. Okay.
Got
another one? I got more.
Well, I mean, there was lots more. But let's go with The Rock and Ken Shamrock.
Actually, I would give this about 3.5.
Yeah.
Because this is actually the feud that established both guys. I mean, The Rock went even further. Well, actually, The Rock probably had already been established with his feud with Triple H, right? That was after, wasn't it?
It was after.
This was the one that established him. Like, his feud with Triple H, I think, took him to the next level. That was where he became the most popular guy.
But
where the point where you started to think, oh, you stopped laughing at him. I stopped thinking of him as the guy who used to be Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
And you started to take him serious was when he and Ken Shamrock in the King of the Ring finals went like 20 minutes and had this really good match.
Yeah.
And at the time, The Rock was the Intercontinental Champion defending against him.
At Mania.
Yeah.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking, Jimmy.
Exactly. So that's actually, I actually think that was because it was important for establishing that Ken Shamrock had picked up this professional wrestling thing. And that this guy, The Rock, was actually a joke. I think that was actually, I'd give it about 3.5.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the issue is, which is why I wouldn't give it more. I don't remember, what the issue was between them.
Yeah, I don't really remember either, other than I think Ken Shamrock became the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship, and the pack mentality of the Nation with The Rock said, you know, we're just like, get him. Remember that chair
shot to him,
and he pointed his face and said, hit me, and Rock whacked the shit out of him with the chair there at the Royal Rumble, I believe that was.
I think you're right, yeah.
So.
But yeah. So that's interesting. That's a good one.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat.
About a star and a half. No. I think I would give this one probably... I would give it 4.75, maybe 4.5, 4.75. Obviously, the matches, we know about Chi-Town Rumble, we know about their Clash of Champions match, I remember their Spring Stampede, I believe, or Slamboree 94, I think it was Spring Stampede 94 match as well, and even beyond that, I guess, and that's for longevity as well, is that they feuded on multiple levels. For the U.S. title, for the world title.
It wasn't anything
title.
Stupid. It was really, you have the belt, I beat you for it.
Yes.
Now you're chasing me.
Yeah.
That was the
Well, and
line.
The girls are talking about this Ricky Steamboat. Why aren't they talking about the million,
it's not,
you know.
It's nothing overly, like it's not.
It's the ego, though, of Ric Flair, the heel, saying, why aren't the girls all talking about me? I got to come out and there's this new guy, Rick Steamboat.
Yeah.
What is this about?
Yeah, that's true. But it's not, you know.
The detractor to it
is
at times, like Chi-Town Rumble, you're not getting a crowd reaction.
No, you're not.
The heel is being cheered and Ricky's getting booed as his family guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Interesting.
A little dragon, I guess, would be...
Edge and John Cena.
Stewie. Edge and John Cena. I would give this 4 stars. Again, establishing Edge, because this was Edge cashing in the money in the bank, going to that next level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then fighting Foley, but going back to John Cena, having that mini feud, say, with Cena, where he dropped the belt back to him, then picking that up after with the ECW.
It was a very good rivalry, and one of the few guys that can get people to cheer John Cena.
That's the other thing.
That was one of the
keys. Got you the...
But they blew it out, as they often do.
They blew
it out. And that's the thing. I mean, I go back, we talk about, you saw Honky and Savage twice.
Maybe 3.75, if you want to say
that.
Yeah, I
saw Honky Savage twice, right?
Yeah.
And we saw Steamboat and Flair 4 times?
No,
three.
They...
3, 4?
Again, different era, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. I mean, when I talk about most of these being better feuds, I'm looking at the old ones, I think that's one of the keys for me.
Is that they're longer because they're paced over a longer period of time.
I'm never burned out on them. Like, I mean...
No.
If I'm going to give... Okay, let's just say Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan. What would you have given that feud?
1 3/4.
Okay. How many times did you see it, the match?
What? How many times did they have the match? Like, 5 times?
Oh, fuck. Way more than that, I think. Didn't they have it, like, 4 times over 3 weeks on between...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so at least probably 15 times in the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, when I look at that, it's like, it's not just the booking. It's partly the booking, but also partly, fuck, I don't need to see the match again to get the feud over.
Yeah.
You know? That's, I mean, I would give The Rock and John Cena 3 1/4 because they dropped the ball in the second one by not acting like they hated each other. Too
yeah.
much respect.
Yeah.
But everything else was done right. They didn't interact too much.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they had a real world issue. Like they did everything right to a certain point. And then right at the end they dropped the ball. But because they didn't want people booing John Cena.
Yeah.
Right? But it was almost there. And it was one of the few times we've seen recently where I didn't get burned out of
yeah.
the confrontation.
What about Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels?
See, it never really had the conclusion either because of how things ended.
That's what I said. I think that's why it had the ultimate conclusion.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it was more of a career rivalry for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kept on wrestling each other, but, you know what I mean? Like, they wrestled each other for the IC, Intercontinental belt, but it was on Coliseum home video.
Yes, ladder match.
They wrestled on as tag teams, but it wasn't a real feud, blood feud.
Right, they're both babyface teams.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, Intercontinental champion at Royal Rumble challenges the world champion.
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, sorry.
92.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not really, again, part of a feud. It's just a great match. Like,
mm-hmm.
the feud didn't happen until later, and the feud only really happened after the WrestleMania 12 match. So, and the feud actually wasn't long. Like, the feud was really pretty short. The actual time that they were set up to be blood feud.
The thing is,
never had the conclusion.
When they had a blood feud,
yeah,
they had one match.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
And they were going to have another one. They were going to have the King of the Ring one and stuff like that, and Brett got his knee hurt. And
I don't think they were ever going to actually do that, though.
Yeah, I never knew what the actual plan was on that. I'm actually curious. Because didn't Brett say, if I can't beat you within 5 minutes, I'll quit or something like that?
I'll never wrestle in the United States.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
it, yeah.
So, but, yeah, that was interesting. What about Brett and Owen?
Well, that's it. I mean, I would give that 4.5, right? 4 3/4?
Yeah.
I think I only saw the match, though, 4 times, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, they
had
the Mania, the Cage.
The Cage, one on Raw.
Yeah, they had that one on Raw where it was like, was it a false count anywhere on Raw?
I don't think so.
I thought it
was. That
was
the one where Brett had the, maybe it was false count anywhere, but he had the torn.
It was January 95,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he had the torn groin, and Owen bounced around for him and made him look great.
Yeah, I thought that was a false for some reason.
Maybe it might have been. But the point is, maybe that's 3. Is there a fourth?
Fourth major television, I don't
think. Yeah.
I can't think
so
of one,
it.
No.
And what a great feud, and it went on forever. Saw it 3 times.
Yeah, and you
and,
had...
And that was, again, they had lots of TV to fill, but not as much as they have now.
Right. Well, I mean, they had superstars, and the problem with superstars is that it was only an hour.
Yeah.
So...
Not like now. You have 3 hours right on Raw.
If Superstar had been 3 hours, it would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, that's it. That's it. That's one of the things that made it great.
Mm-hmm.
You made me want to pay for the matches because I didn't see them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you have, nowadays, you'll have your minor feuds, and I mean, I don't even know between now and, say, SummerSlam how many times I'm going to watch Kane and Daniel Bryan wrestle.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Too many.
Yeah, a ton. So you're going to get the one on the pay-per-view, and you're going to get... Well, actually, you might not even get one on pay-per-view.
No, I don't think you will.
You'll get one on Raw. You'll get probably 2 on Raw, 1 on SmackDown. You'll get, you know, and then you'll... After Mania, they'll probably just wrestle again a couple more times, and...
Do you think that Daniel Bryan will fight Kane at Mania now? And what a colossal waste of Daniel Bryan if that happens.
It's a possibility.
Yeah,
I think it is
a possibility.
I mean, I really don't know, especially if CM Punk comes back in Chicago, you know, and you still have him versus Triple H.
Then you gotta put Hunter, you gotta put Bryan in the title match then.
Well, you and I would, but they might think Kane.
I know, but I don't.
And like I say, the original plan is Sheamus, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Kane fought Sheamus.
I want to say yes, but.
It's just two lumbering big guys.
Jake and Rick Rude.
Yeah.
How? What do you get that?
That's another 4.25 star feud. It
4.5 for me.
It was simple.
And you saw them wrestle twice?
Oh, God. Well, I mean.
They had the WrestleMania match, but that was, you know, probably.
Years
six,
before.
6 months to a year before? Or?
Yeah, a year before, I think.
Yeah.
Did they, what was the major show?
Didn't they wrestle at a summer, no, I guess they didn't wrestle at SummerSlam. I know they wrestled at a, on a Saturday's main
if
event.
If anything, yeah, there would have been that, but if anything.
And I think they might have had a Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but even that.
It's close surface for New York area. Almost.
So not a.
Yeah.
Not really, right? So, if anything, they just would have had, it would have just been a summertime house show feud.
Exactly.
You know, a feud
and yet it was a great feud. It's one of the feuds that I remember from that era.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What about,
Chris Jericho and HBK?
Oh. That.
Best feud of the last 10 years, probably?
Yeah, It's got to be. If that's not a five-star.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine better.
Yeah.
And again, I can't remember how many times they actually wrestled each other. 3 or 4.
But seeds were planted.
Yes.
As to, you know, are you.
And they had actually had a mini feud a few years before.
At WrestleMania 19,
yeah.
But it was, are you going heel, Sean?
Yes, yeah.
Are you going heel, Sean? And Jericho's the one. Accusing, and then he's got Batista in accusing, and then all of a sudden he gets smashed through the Jericho 5000.
Yeah.
Right? But Jericho believed he was right.
Yes.
And turned out of that into that Nick Bockwinkel heel.
Heel character.
Yeah, and then punched.
They
Nitro Girl Whisper, right?
That's right, they did. And they had a match, and then Jericho won the title, and then they had a couple more matches.
Yeah, ending in a ladder match.
Yeah.
Culmination was a ladder match.
Yeah. So the culmination is the match that is the special match. It ends up being for the title. But I don't recall them burning that match out.
No.
And that's one of the things, again, that is a real key to me.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why it was a good feud. I mean, again, Batista Triple H is one of their best things they've done in the modern era.
Yeah.
And they have 3 matches 3 months in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
A match, a rematch, and a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Culminated the right one. Great angle.
Yep.
Great everything. 4.75 probably.
And then they had the benefit of the brands at the time, so you put Batista on SmackDown at the time, and there you go. You could split them up without... Yeah.
Great stuff, and you didn't burn it out.
No.
And again, one of the things that was a key.
Yeah.
So.
What about Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit?
Oh, that's got to be 4.75 probably.
See, I would go 4.25 only because, again, I do feel that we got burnt out on that.
Really? Well, you saw
when you're having a ladder match for the medals, you're stretching.
Well, the thing is, they had two different feuds, right?
Well,
they had one, a submission match at WrestleMania and that for the medals and all that shit, and then you had another one for the title about a year and a half, 2 years later. What was it?
Oh, when did they?
So I think it was after WrestleMania. I think it was leading into WrestleMania 19 that he challenged him at the Royal Rumble, wasn't it?
Yes, but that was.
It was WrestleMania 17 was the one with the medals you're talking about.
No. Well, the medal, the actual ladder match medal, was like a backlash.
Yeah, but it's about that area. I'm saying
around that time, I think. Yeah, because they had the Eurocontinental.
So, I mean, there's two different ones here. So, I mean, exactly. So, you mean, the first one is probably like 3.75, 4 star because the wrestling was great. The second one was even better wrestling and at higher stakes because it was for the world championship and less of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to look at that one separately, I'd give that one 4.75 and the first one like 3. 3/4. So I guess overall, if you kind of take it in the middle,
yeah,
you're 4.25.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But okay.
Again, I mean, I don't feel, again, there's a few guys that it's like I could watch them, like Christopher Daniels versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I would give 4.5. I saw them wrestle each other like 10 times.
Yeah.
And I could watch them wrestle another 10 times, and I wouldn't.
It would have been 4.25. But they added in Claire Lynch to bring it to 4.5.
Yeah, but I'm not just I'm talking like almost like not just that particular
series. See, that would be like a three-way. I would say AJ, Joe, and Daniels.
Yeah, I mean.
And how many times you see that match? What, 2, 3?
Probably 2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah, combination thereof. But it was a three-way feud, right?
Yeah, it was a three-way feud. Yeah, that's right. You saw Daniels versus AJ. You saw that maybe 2, 3 times. And
yeah.
You saw Joe versus Daniels probably 2 times. And
yeah.
Yeah, and then you saw them all together like once, but
that was a big.
But again, those guys, I could watch them wrestle each other a billion times, and I'm not going to get sick of it. Sometimes you just have that perfect chemistry that you're not going to burn me out on the actual match.
But that feud
but
is
rare.
About who's the best.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What about Randy Savage and DDP?
Well, feud of the year 97.
1997. Feud of the year.
Feud of the year. So I mean, yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah.
How
could I?
There's a couple of moments that were great. Obviously, the La Parca moment, where DDP came out as, I thought he was wrestling La Parca and unmasked himself.
That interview where Savage is up in the crowd with Elizabeth and they're staring at the penthouse, they're interrupting DDP's interview of Mean Gene.
Well, DDP actually winning the first match.
Yes.
When he was really not taken at that level yet.
Yeah.
And going over.
I think you want to take the diamond cutter.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, so there's a lot of stuff. It was a hot feud and a hot company at the right time. And
It was the right guy to make a guy.
Yeah.
At the right
time.
Yeah.
The right guy was made for that company in that era, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that was done right about it. The wrestling itself wasn't great. So, but I mean, it
was good enough.
It was good enough. Yeah. So, probably 4.25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you talk about three-way feuds. What about, like, you think of, DDP, Benoit, Raven?
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 4.5, 4.75. It was so good, because you legitimately had the babyface, the tweener, the heel.
Yeah.
Everybody had a different persona. Their chemistry together was all great. And of course, anytime Benoit's wrestling, he's...
Yeah.
You know, was
Raven was on top of his game.
He cared.
In terms of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His promos were great. So you had the one guy, he cut those great promos. And you, like, it was a real, and it was for the belt, and it was.
The U.S.
title. It felt important.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they all had a legitimate claim for it. It was a really good feud. It was one of the best three-way feuds. It was done in a way that all of them came across looking good.
Yeah.
And also got across. Yeah, you know, the different personas really well. So, yeah, I think that was a really good one. I don't know. I mean, probably 4.25.
I think going back to the Benoit angle, too, I think there's a bit of a difference between a feud and a rivalry.
Well, I mean, Booker T would be a rivalry, right? Which is probably like a 4.5-star rivalry because the five, for the original best of five.
Seven.
Was it?
It was the best of seven.
Was it a best of seven?
It was the best of seven.
Okay, best of seven. Okay, yeah. I thought it was best of five.
Yeah, no, best of seven.
Okay.
So, and I mean, but there's another example. I mean, like,
but I thought it was a best of five.
And here's the thing. I mean,
was it a best of five?
I think it was a best of seven.
Oh.
But here's the thing, though.
Big E,
Langston. Langston. But I think with that Booker T, Chris Benoit, there you go. I mean, it's another one of those. The most with the least. I mean, how many times did we see them wrestle?
Seven.
I thought it was five.
But it was great matches. Actually, I think it was originally supposed to be five, and they added two more because it was getting over so well.
Maybe, yeah.
I think that's what they did.
Yeah.
And then they tried to repeat it with the best of seven. Remember where Booker got up with? Oh, he got up 3-0 on
SmackDown.
On SmackDown,
yeah.
Benoit, it didn't work.
Well, then Booker got hurt,
yeah.
And the seventh match was Benoit against Randy Orton.
That's right.
Yeah. Stupid. But they also tried in WCW to do, I think it was Benoit and Fit Finlay
I think you're
in
right,
a
yeah.
best of seven,
yeah.
Or, you know, as well.
Yeah.
But
So, Ric Flair and Sting.
Ric Flair, I just... three and three quarter?
Really?
What'd they ever feud about? He was in the Sting was in the Horseman, and he got kicked out of the Horseman, and yeah, they fought over the belt. Big deal.
That was good. No, the match it lasted for years.
It made Sting.
It made
That's
Sting.
Why it's a three and three quarters and not a three and a quarter.
Four
to
and
me.
A quarter.
I don't care about Flair and Sting.
All right, let's move on to the Twitter question there from Davey Davey.
Well, Davey Davey,
I could actually come back to this topic.
I know, right?
More, right? Randy, let's just go on to this. Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan.
Well, that's it. There's your five as well.
That's a five star.
Yeah, that's definitely a five star.
And again, how many times did I see them wrestle?
Oh God. Well, I mean, originally.
Originally, I think twice before the main feud, back when he was Intercontinental Champion, or just before. I think I saw them twice
then
when Hogan was champ.
Yeah, maybe. And then
probably
and then the Mega Powers
more.
Explode. You saw the one.
Mania, you saw the main event.
Yeah, you saw the Buster Douglas main event, right? Yeah. When he was the Macho King.
Yeah. You ever seen the 30 on 30 on, or no, it's not 30 on 30. It's Legendary Nights, Buster Douglas versus ESPN. It's on YouTube. It's Legendary Nights, Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson. Fuck, is it awesome.
Nice.
It's tremendous.
But you got,
like 24
but
minutes.
Then in WCW, you know.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
You got the thing, you got the
That's
Nitro.
Almost the third one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the third one wasn't as good.
Well, the first and the third, yeah.
Well, the first one was just a couple matches. It wasn't really a feud.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, how many
Well, the first one was just
the
Hulkamania. I'm talking about Macho Madness.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a house show stuff again.
Again. Yeah, exactly. Like I say, I saw a Madison Square Garden match that I think ended up on the Hall.
Madison Square Garden, Boston Garden, Philadelphia, Philadelphia Spectrum, you know, Washington Civic Center, all those
exactly. This
kind of
ended
loops
up
that they did,
video,
right? Yeah.
And, yeah.
Baltimore Arena, you know, yeah, there's that loop that they did.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
right. But, yeah, I mean, the middle one is the one that's five stars, and that one, they really only faced once.
Yeah.
Because even the Buster Douglas, the feud was...
No, it was the Macho King.
Yeah, the feud was over already.
Yeah, it was way over.
So, I mean, think about that. Five-star feud, one match.
Yeah.
Unless you want to count the tag match with him and Zeus versus...
I guess. Again, him and Beefcake, and they did two of those.
Yeah.
So, and they did the... I don't even... Actually, no, it wasn't even... Savage wasn't even involved in the Survivor Series. It was the Hulkamaniacs against the Million Dollar Team, and
That's
it was...
Right.
Zeus Demolition and it was Zeus Million Dollar Man and was it the Powers of Pain?
Powers of Pain maybe?
Against Hogan, Jake, Boss Man and Hacksaw, I want to say.
Could be.
Because it could have been
I really don't remember.
It could have been the Texas Tornadoes against the Perfect Team, because the Perfect Team was Mr. Perfect and all three Demolition.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Yeah. But they also could be different years.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually surprised. If you weren't tired, I bet you could remember this. You must be getting punchy. So let's wrap it up here with before we go OUT on this episode.
Yeah, Davey wanted to know originally, what are the stupidest reasons that we can think of that has caused a feud.
What a stupid it's raw, Mike. Yeah, this is. stupidest reasons that we had a feud. Booker T and Edge. How about that one? Booker T and Edge. Remember that one?
Yo, Japanese people, what's the deal with your nasty hair?
That's right.
You need shiny hair like me, because I use new Yakamura shampoo.
That's right.
Yes.
Edge took the Japanese hair commercial from Booker T.
The Japanese shampoo
upset.
Commercial, yeah.
So that was a feud. So that's one. How about, here's a stupid one, speaking of DDP and his feuds. DDP was, with Kimberly Page as his wife, was stalking Undertaker and Billy Kidman.
Yes.
His wife.
Yes, that was awful.
That made no sense.
No.
Have you seen DDP's wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Like the diamond cutter, you never saw it coming. Yeah. That was the promo. That was when he took the hood off. That was
It took the hood off, that was a great moment. That moment, because you didn't know who it was, and the crowd went crazy, so most people knew him. But really, the feud itself, you start thinking about it, you're like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan, Jake the Snake, and Demolition against DiBiase, Zeus, and the Powers of Pain. All
right, there you go.
There you go. So, just, I had to look that up, because it was going to bug me.
It's going to bug the shit out of
me. Trying to think of stupid... stupid reasons. I mean, there were lots of, at the end of WCW where, there's tequila bottles and there was,
Yeah, yeah. Didn't they have a few, who was it that, was it Raven who took Moppy and put him in the wood chipper?
Yes.
With Saturn?
Yes, that's true. And then also Pepe went into the wood chipper in WCW. So you can't have wood chippers in wrestling. You can.
What was Mike Awesome as the fat chick Thrilla? Who was he feuding with and why?
He feuded with Buff Bagwell because of his mom.
Yeah, because he...
Judy Bagwell.
Because she was a heavyset woman and he wanted to bang her.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a bad feud.
That is a bad feud.
That's a stupid reason to have a fucking feud.
I'm trying to think of... God, there's just been... Well, remember when Chris Jericho spilled coffee on Kane?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that burns. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrible.
Yes, that was...
Terrible.
That was awful.
Yeah. That was like... Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the worst ever.
Yeah.
One of the worst ever, for sure.
I'm trying to think of...
Triple H ever being anyone that was like a dumb reason to refuse somebody?
Rick Martel took Tatanka's feathers and was wearing them.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Bret Hart's jacket got stolen.
Yes, by Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes. You stole my ring jacket, you motherfucker.
You're going to pay.
Give it back. I only have 47 others.
Yeah, yeah. What about...
That one's special. It's the newest.
That's my favorite. God. I don't know the reason that they feuded, but anything Doink did, really. You know, he tripped Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam Bigelow wanted to feud with him.
Yeah.
Then he put a pie in Jerry Lawler's face. I think that was the ultimate. He put a pie in Jerry Lawler's face. So Jerry Lawler got mad and introduced his own midget.
That's
so right. Then Doink got, she had to show up, brought out two midgets. So then Jerry Lawler got another midget, so he had two midgets. And then Doink got three midgets. And then Lawler got three midgets. And then Doink
got... what were Lawler's three midgets called?
Three midgets. Queasy, Sleazy, and Cheesy.
That's right.
Against Doink, Dink, Wink, and Pink.
I didn't know your mom was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doink.
Yeah, so that's bad shit.
Yeah.
The Jake Roberts, Rick Martel. That was awful. What was it called again? Arrogance got sprayed in his eyes.
I like that one, though. It just led to a blindfold match, which was unique at the time,
maybe,
but stupid.
Maybe that was it. The ending was...
But I was, yeah, but there's also... I love it, but it really is a stupid reason when you think about it. Pepper steak.
Oh, yeah.
I choppy choppy your pee-pee.
Well, no, that one actually made sense. There was
That's true. There was a logic behind it.
Just think they got to that level.
Yeah.
That's true. The one where Val Venus was attracted to Ken Shamrock's sister, and he didn't want that Val Venus touching his ex-stripper's sister.
Yeah.
So he was secretly banging in real life.
So he was banging in real life, yeah.
Yeah. That was fucking stupid.
Yeah. My name's Sammy, baby. Yeah. I mean, but those weren't really feuds, is the thing, right? It was just, those were angles.
Well, Shamrock and Venus was a feud.
Yeah, yeah, they did a feud, yeah. But I could understand that, leave my sister alone, that's just a normal, you know, this porn star is going after my sister, I don't like it, fuck
she's
you.
She's an obvious whore.
Well, yes, but I, the logic
don't
of that.
Forget.
Remember,
how about Edge and Matt, yeah, sorry, Edge and Christian
of
versus Matt,
oh.
Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy in the Terry Invitational Tournament.
The tits, yes. But, I mean, that wasn't a reason to feud. That was just a reason for a best of five they had.
Yeah, it's a best of five.
Well,
it was a feud. It was a best of five.
Well, they
a
had a feud, but that wasn't really their, you know.
They saved it because they had the ladder match at the end.
At the end,
amazing.
Yeah, which was an awesome match.
But the
yeah.
truth is, when you're really looking
no
at
mercy.
It, the winner's going to get the services of Terry Runnels as their manager. Like, that's so impressive.
Thinking of, yeah, exactly, right? Well, think of, yeah, so much so that Gangrel got her.
Yeah.
But think of, speaking of Terry Runnels, Val Venus against Dustin Runnels, He Is Coming.
Oh, yes, that was terrible.
And
he thought they were doing a religious thing, but it just
yeah,
to be
but
gold
he
dust.
Was gold dust, yeah.
Yeah. That was
after bad. He burnt the gold dust suit at the top of the Raw ramp.
Yeah. And then there was the one where Shane McMahon had to feud with Kane because Kane gave Linda a tombstone
10 feet off the ground.
On the ramp.
On
the Titantron stage.
Resulting in Shane getting his testicles fried.
Electrocuted.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That was awful.
So
but I'm thinking of like
this for our April fucking
yeah, I know, today. Right? I'm just thinking of like catalyst reasons to feud, right? That you know we're
if somebody else steals something of somebody's and it's not really that you know
yeah.
important or yeah things like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
and it's not. You're trying to think, and nothing's happening.
I know. Some smoke.
That's a Three Stooges quote.
Yeah.
Curly says that. I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening.
I would have thought you would have been Mo.
But don't I look more like Curly?
That's true. That's true. Nice to see you've lost some weight.
Oh. I cut sugar out of my diet.
Yeah. How was that McDonald's that we had for dinner?
Doesn't have sugar in it.
Oh, no?
No. Coke Zero.
Yes, zero sugar. That aspartame is just knocking the calories away.
Fuck you.
All right, but I think that's it, now that we've rambled on about some feuding and a fussing.
Feuding and a fussing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I think you're right. So anything else you want to say to people? Very important note. Remember we mentioned a while ago that iTunes is going to go away for us and we will be exclusive and off-automatic and exclusive to WDW? End of February.
Yes, that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. That we'll still be on iTunes.
We'll be on iTunes. Like the current feed will die and then it'll reestablish a new feed. So you'll have to re-subscribe.
We'll have to, yes, so...
You can also subscribe an email for your, an email post will go up. Automatic email will be sent to you if you subscribe on our own website as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good news. So I think that's going to do it for this week. I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the Chamber for the Wyatts and the Shield. I'm more looking forward to the...
I know that we said that's going to do it, but how would you book the Chamber match?
Ah, how would I book the Chamber match? Correctly.
No, I said, how would you book
the Chamber match? Oh, how would I book the Chamber match?
Well, actually, compared to them, correctly.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard because there's...
Semi-hard.
There's a blue pill. But I mean, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan against... Batista? Just don't.
I think it'd be interesting, but you're not going to see it. So, yeah, I mean, it is, I'll tell you, here's what I would do. I mean, I'd have Daniel Bryan out first.
Yeah.
And
I would have him out...
I would open with him versus Cena.
Okay.
And then I would have Cesaro come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christian.
Okay.
And then Sheamus. And then Orton. And I wouldn't have a single elimination during this 25 minutes when the pod... 20 minutes when the pods are open, I guess. And there's only four pods open.
Right.
So I would not have a single elimination during that point. And then I would have... But I would have them all in there. And then I would have Cesaro pin Christian. And then I'd have Cena pin Cesaro. Then I would have Daniel Bryan pin Sheamus.
Yeah.
And then I'd be left with Cena, Orton, and Daniel Bryan. Have Daniel Bryan beat Cena, and then Randy Orton gets only one pin. He was in there the least amount of time. He beats Daniel Bryan. He's been in there since the beginning. Daniel Bryan looks like the hero. The chase is continuing, because one of the reasons people are into him is because he's the underdog. As soon as you take that away and give him a run, I'm not sure if people will be as into him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they feel for him right now.
But there's a way with Austin, like they did with Austin, where he can... be the champion.
It's possible, but I think
the underdog, because they're still trying to keep him down.
I'm starting to wonder if he's not Ronnie Garvin, who was this great underdog, challenging Ric Flair, challenging him. They finally give him the belt, and everybody's like, holy fuck, he's the champ?
Yeah.
And so there is some of that. I think part of the...
Daniel Bryan also has hands of stone. But I think that...
You mean you let him fill you up?
So how do you think they do book it?
Well, but that is how I do it. That way Daniel Bryan still looks great. Cena still looks strong, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the three guys who mean it the least are eliminated. And Randy Orton holds on to it, but looks like the chicken shit champion. Why did he come out last? Was the authority secretly helping him? You know what I mean?
Daniel Bryan's pod doesn't open. That's my prediction.
Prediction or booking?
No, that's my prediction. That's how they do it. Daniel Bryan's pod doesn't open.
I can see that, too.
And it's Hunter. If they are going to do Bryan and Hunter, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Or even Kane. I mean, they've got that, but I think
like
they
Bryan.
Like I said,
the way I did it still, it could be, hey, he gets there last because...
The one thing I never did think of, and no one's really talking about it, and they've kind of dismissed it because they're saying that he doesn't have any dates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, here comes the pain.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally down the road.
Yeah,
he's in the woods.
In the woods, but he's, it's a dirt road, but he's down the road.
He's down that dirt road.
They're in Minnesota. They're all dirt roads.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Remember? Jesse Ventura, we found one.
Yes, the rest are dirt bags, we said, right? Yeah. But, I mean, that Brock, I mean, maybe he's not, but it's just the fact that it's right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And again, how many people are going to be cheering for him?
Yeah,
as a guy, right? But I still think that...
I mean, Minneapolis was the one place in the UFC where he was cheered.
Yeah, that's right. So that Heath Herring. But I don't see how Orton does not walk out with it. And I don't know that that's not the right thing to do right now.
Yeah, I know.
Because, I mean, if you're going to do a title change, just fucking wait a month.
Exactly.
You know, wait 6 weeks. Do it at Mania, where, you know. But, I mean, I would like to see if his controversy. Like, that's... It's tough.
You want controversy or you don't?
Well, the only reason... I could use controversy to create cash. No. Controversy in that if you are going to build... You could build a deal where... Because you got enough time.
Yeah.
If you're going to build a match where, and again, I have lots of possibilities, but if his pod doesn't open,
yeah,
right, the next night on Raw, right, we're talking
unlike,
about all these.
Lita's pod.
Yes, that's right. But we have all these.
She opens.
We have all these returns, right? And
shouldn't Kelly induct her?
Maybe. But. We have all these returns coming, the Raw after Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
What's one more, right? It's the fourth best song in WWE history. No chance.
Yeah.
Vince makes it right by adding Bryan into the main event of WrestleMania.
And you can still do that by the way I booked it, because, like I say, he's the first guy in the pod, he lasts to the end.
But he lost.
Randy, he lost. And he lost clean, but everybody knows it's because the authorities set it up so Randy Orton would have the card or the deck back.
Well, you could do that, but if he never even gets a shot.
Yeah.
If the pod doesn't open and he gets fucked over.
I think the crowd will just revolt too much. Like, I think
I don't think so.
I think in the main event that doesn't happen. I think the last thing they need right now is the crowd to possibly turn on them again and for everybody to be calling them and saying, I want my fucking money back because you didn't give me what you said you're going to give me. You ripped me off. This guy wasn't even the fucking match.
Yeah.
I know it's an angle, but I just think you've done it. If they hadn't done what they did to him so many times before, where it was obvious fucking him, where the dusty finish and all that shit that they did all those three, four pay-per-views in a row, I'd have no problem with it.
But somehow...
But I think they still are... Right now, I don't think they still have the goodwill built up to do what you're suggesting. I think the crowd will turn on them if that happens. But if Daniel Bryan goes in first, last of the end, and beats the guy who's barely in there, gets beaten by the guy who's barely in there after going through hell, everybody's going to just feel for him, be like, you know, he's fucking better than him. He just had to go through all that shit. The other guy didn't.
But if they do a backstage segment during the show where Dick Hunter says...
Little Dick.
Yeah, little Dick. Hunter Little Dick says, you know, good luck in the chamber tonight. You know, he little pastor says, good luck in the chamber tonight or something, right? And he goes, can't wait for those pods to open.
You saw the Royal Rumble, right? He wasn't even scheduled in that match, and the crowd turned on him for not being in there. If he's scheduled for this match and they don't open that pod, it's the wrong type of heat.
No.
I think it could be the wrong type of heat. I understand.
I'm saying your point. I'm going with your point that they just do a thing backstage and he goes, can't wait for those pods to open, you know, randomly.
That's it. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And then he's number one, right?
Yeah.
So, and then the announcers pick up on it. You know, Hunter was saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And then they tell the story. Sell that story.
Fine.
Then Vince can come in, add him to the match. Then Hunter and Vince can have their tension about that.
I don't think you add him to the WrestleMania match.
Hunter goes in with this. Then he's got his guy. He's going to be his guy.
Because, again, Vince, the crowd, Batista's likely going to win that belt. The crowd is going to turn on Batista if he's in that match. And they might anyways. But they'll do it more, like, I think putting him in there is going to be bad for Orton and Batista on the night where you don't want it. I think it's a mistake to put him in there.
It's a mistake to have Orton and Batista one-on-one. The crowd is already...
The crowd has decided, but the point is, though, is that they're backed into a corner. They can't get out of that. So if you can't get out of that,
I don't think so. I think if you add Brian, you give something that the people want. Like, the people right now in
but
New...
But when he doesn't win, because... Batista is winning.
People that have wrestling...
So he doesn't win, it'll be...
No, he wins. He has to win. That's what I said. You don't do it, he has to win.
And that's not going
to
happen.
I don't know. If you add it, then...
It's not going to happen.
Well, if he adds to the match, he's
going
to
win. If
he does win,
he has it again for like 24 hours or maybe 1 month, and then Batista beats him for it. Batista's getting that belt. And I don't think they want to turn Batista before this Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I just don't see it.
Oh, yeah, they will. They will.
I don't see it.
Batista's turning, like, after Mania. He's going heel. Well, who gives a fuck? Is Batista starring in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
He's like, the top guy?
Pretty close.
So this is, like, Guardians of the Galaxy starring Batista? Who's going to fucking go see that?
Well, it'll be big. He's in a pretty prominent role. I mean, I don't know.
Is his role bigger than Kurgan's in
much
in Pacific Rim? So what is he? He's like Green Arrow or Hawkeye or whatever the fuck the guy's name is in the Avengers.
The equivalent of Thor was in Avengers.
Yeah. Okay. So he's Thor in the Avengers. So who else is in this movie?
I don't remember.
See. So if Batista's a heel, who gives a fuck?
I believe one of the reasons he came back, I think, is to promote this film, and this is not the way
they'll promote the film anyway.
Yeah, well, I really don't see him turning him anytime soon.
I had two words for you.
Okay.
When you talked, does he want to be a heel and promote the movie? Michael Strahan. This is fake.
Oh, good point.
So they don't give a shit.
I don't think they
Batista goes heel.
We've seen it too many times.
When does that movie come out?
The summer.
Like August, July.
I don't know.
Batista's a heel.
I don't think
Batista's a heel, mark my words, when that movie comes out.
Well, maybe, but I don't think so. And again, it also comes down to they didn't bring him in to be a heel. They don't want him to be a heel. And they don't care what you want.
This is true. This is
they
true.
Don't give
no,
a
there
shit.
Is that. There's
they a, don't give a shit. They're going to keep on. John Cena, you want to boo him? We're going to keep him as a baby face. And same thing with Batista. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
So I think it's a mistake to put him in that match just because I don't think anybody but Batista is getting the belt. And I don't think giving Daniel Bryan and Batista beating him for 1 month, even if he gets screwed, he does him any favors either.
No.
You're
right.
You need to hold it off for Daniel Bryan to probably Survivor Series, something like that, if you're going to do it. Like, you need
too
to hold
long.
It off. SummerSlam, maybe.
It's
you
too
need,
long.
No, it's not.
The time, yeah.
No. You need to hold it off. And people talk about it'll be a great sight, 70,000 people cheering, and him saying, yes, you know what, if he beats Triple H and he stands over him, and especially if he basically squashes him, which is what it should be, I mean, it should be like a 15-minute match, and he should beat the shit out of him.
There is a million percent more likelihood
I know.
Of Batista being a heel than Hunter getting squashed.
I say should, not will. But the thing is, it should be like a 15-minute match, and he should hold the offense on Hunter for like 10, 12 minutes.
And the pre-match promo, they should meet in the back and stare, and Brian should say, what's your finish, kid, so I can kick out?
Well, maybe not that one.
No, do it! Warriors go to the Hall of Fame! It's the perfect time!
It's the perfect time. But seriously, that's the thing. He needs to just destroy him, and then he's standing over him, saying yes, yes, yes. You still get the image of 70,000 people doing it? It'd be awesome.
I think you need Brian. I mean, people that have the tickets to WrestleMania
wait,
right now.
I need to show 15 minutes
I know.
Ago.
People who have the tickets to WrestleMania right now, like today, are already shitting on Randy Orton and Dave Batista right now.
I know. It doesn't matter. They're back
like they're sitting in their bedrooms going, fuck you, Orton. Fuck you, Batista. Fuck you, Orton.
I know. And you know what? They're backed into a corner.
Yeah. They're not, though.
They are.
They're not backed into a corner.
They are.
They're backed into a corner if... you know what they really should have done? Who knows what the
again,
contract
is. Again, I don't know what the contract is, but I suspect they're backed into a corner.
I don't know. Batista starts on the road this weekend, too.
I know.
That's riveting. Although I did notice he came out when
they
killed...
They need it. Did you hear about who was the main event of some of those shows?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was like Cesaro versus Big Show. Like, house show. Was like,
yeah.
Not good.
That sucks. Yeah. Anyway, WeTalkWrestling.com, @WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. We're going to be again. We still are on iTunes and such, but really, for now, if you go to WeTalkWrestling.com,
it'll be down for probably 24 to 48 hours. That's how long it'll take.
But it's going to restart. So it's going to anybody that's subscribed before is going to have to resubscribe.
Yeah.
So like, come a few shows from now, the feed probably our chamber post show, like the feed will be cut. Will probably be one of our last shows, chamber post show, and then probably the one after that. And that will be
when
it on that feed, right?
Yeah. Well,
so,
on that feed, exactly. And then
but
that feed, I mean, a new feed will pick up, like I say.
Oh, yeah. Just people have to resubscribe on iTunes for that, for the new feed. But I think that's probably going to do it then.
Facebook, you mentioned.
Yeah, go to Facebook. And,
Stitcher's another one. We're going to be off it, and we'll have to reapply.
Yeah.
And that didn't take too long last time, right?
No.
Yeah, so there'll be another one, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Pain in the ass, but the truth is we're on two websites right now kind of splitting things up, and we can't do that anymore.
No.
So, yeah.
Podomatic sucks. so that's going to do it for you another week. @Addie, @WeTalkWrestling.com if you want to send me an email. And we'll think about reading your question on the air, you know. But that's going to do
comment,
it.
Comment,
so,
Twitter, all that shit.
In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, who's smarter, me or your dog?
Oh, definitely the dog.